Our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us begin this afternoon worship service with the singing of Psalter 135, the stanzas 1 and 2. Hear this, all ye people, hear. Earth's inhabitants give ear. All of high and low decree, rich and poor, give heed to me. From Psalter 135, the stanzas 1 and 2. Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, the verses 41 through the end. But let us first read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We now read from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And they found him, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. As for the reading of God's words, I will try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing upon our gathering. Almighty and eternal Lord, God of the heavens and of the earth, it is in this afternoon hour that we may gather together within the walls of this thy house of prayer, where thou once again hast given that the doors of thy house could be opened. And Lord, and it's already the last Sunday in a year what has passed by so swiftly. And thou knowest what lives in each one's heart. Thou knowest what all has taken place, also in the year what lies behind us, and now is the last Sunday. And could it be that there is a people among us who came up to thy house of prayer with a cry in their soul, Lord, now we have sat for a whole year in thy house, and I am still the same. How must I now go with me? Now we have one more Sunday. Once more, that thy word will go forth, O may it and be, this Sunday, the set time, that thou wilt send forth an arrow from thy divine bow, and that it may go into the heart of the king's enemy. And what a wonder that would be if that become so personally, not only for others, but also for me, that I may see who and what I have become through my deep fall in Adam, but that I also may learn something of that outgoing unto thee, that I may see with my sin and guilt, oh, I cannot never please thee any more, and there is no reason in us that thou wouldst look upon us, but Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon our children, and wilt thou then work by thy Spirit, so in the heart of young and old, thou knowest many children are in the midst of the congregation. They also have a soul, created for never-ending eternity. They are not too young to sin, and they are not too young also to receive that grace from thee. O Lord, wilt thou not pass them by? But in this afternoon hour, wilt thou look upon them, convert them, and give what they need, but also the youth of the congregation, our rising generation, our young people. Lord, will also remember them. Oh, then live in a time wherein so much is asked also of our children. Already when they come to go to school, they have to learn so much. And when they become older, they have even to learn more. But are that one thing needful that maybe have the highest place also in their life? Lord, will thou then teach them that they have a soul, that they have to meet thee, and that they cannot meet thee the way as they are born. Lord, remember also that our young people spoil them for the world, and will thou give them the desire to seek thee while they are young. It's the best time to seek thee. It's the best time also to find thee. Remember also our older ones in all the busyness, in all what is asked of them too. When we think of fathers and mothers, how they must provide for the family, Lord, that can give a great concern. But will thou give that they may especially have that concern for their children, that they have a soul but also for themselves? Lord, will thou be gracious unto them, but also our older ones, those who have come in the evening of their life. O Lord, will thou also remember them? They have been in thy house of prayers so many times. Or when we had Christmas, also in the week past, or when they look back in their life, how many times did they sit here already on Christmas Day? And Lord, so many times they have remained the same. And by nature we do not remain the same, but every time we become harder and harder. O Lord, will thou bring that home, and that they are in the evening of their life also may learn to seek thee, but also may learn to find thee. Lord, will thou then remember so each one of us? And Lord, thou knowest how we have come up to thy house of prayer. Perhaps there is a people among us who have gone also in the past, have heard thy words, and who have also come in the dust before thee, who know of that place, being down in that, bowing down in the dust, in that dunghill, but who also know something of that being lifted up out of the dust, and being lifted up, raised up out of the dunghill. So we have seen a few weeks ago, but Lord, it can be so far away again. And now we sit in thy house and we say, Lord, I must be converted again. Oh, wilt thou then make it new once again? Work a grace in the heart. Oh, we need it time and again. And we have to learn over and over. We can close the door, but we cannot open the door. We can walk away from thee, but we cannot return unto thee. And that will make the wonder for thy people that Jesus is coming to his people, and he will seek them, and he will find them, and he will draw them unto himself. O Lord, wilt thou then do that also in this afternoon, that for a hungry and a thirsty people there may be food in thy house. Lord, remember thy people. Lord, remember so thy church here in Fort McLeod, but remember thy church all over the world, that we may lay thy church before thee. Thou knowest where they gather together in this day, or have gathered together, because many places it is already by the evening, and the day is far spent. Will thou bless thy words, what is being preached in this day? Remember to that end all thy servants, help them, strengthen them, Uphold them also in the manifold labors they must perform. Will thou watch over thy church where it is persecuted? Will thou give them faithfulness to them? But what they cannot miss, we cannot miss that either. Because with all the freedom which we have, then we think so often that we are privileged, and we are privileged to have this freedom. But we can live so independent from thee. Lord, will thou make that guilt? And will thou give them that dependent life upon thee? Remember also thy servant whom thou hast placed in this place. Give him what he needs when he may be in the neighboring congregation. Help him, strengthen him, uphold him, and may he be for a blessing in the midst of this people. Remember him, also his wife and children. Remember the brothers of the consistory, the elders, the deacons. Lord, will thou give them the help and the strength also to do the labors thou hast given that in this year. Will thou also do it if we may come to the new year? Will thou then also go before them? Lord, and the concerns can be many, or the objections can be many, but will thou look, give that they may look up unto thee and expect it only of thee? Will thou remember also the students? Remember the instructors in the theological school? Will thou also go before them in the new year? Will thou remember also when curatory may come together? Or will thou then be in the midst of them, give the new ones also may be sent forth to labor in the midst of thy church, also in the midst of the denomination? Will thou be with the school which thou hast entrusted unto us so many years ago already, that thou hast given the school and we may still have it? Or may it also then be given that the school may be for the blessing in the midst of our community? And to that end, we commend unto thee principal, vice principals. We commend unto thee all the teachers, all those who have a place in the school, whatever place it may be. Lord, that they may do it also in dependency upon thee. Remember also the school board. Lord, thou knowest also what that means for them to also to govern the school. Will thou then give help, give wisdom, give understanding in all the matters which are placed before them? Remember also the students, from the youngest to the oldest. For some of the students, perhaps also in our midst, it's the last year. And then when they look forward also to the end of this school year, then they will graduate, then they can begin also the work in the daily life, or they go for further schooling, or will thou then give what they need? Also in these last months, that these years in school also may have been a blessing for them, when they had sat under the teaching of thy word. So in Bible class, remember them all, O Lord. Remember also the care homes which thou hast entrusted also to our community here in Southern Alberta, Eventide, and Bethesda. Help also those who labor in those care homes. Will thou be with them, and that they may experience thy help and thy nearness? Thou hast still left so much unto us. Oh, will thou give an acknowledging heart, and that we would not take it for granted, but that it continually needs may stay. Remember also our country here in Canada, O wilt thou watch over the country, prime minister and all those who surround him, those who govern us, those who also in authority here in this province, also here in Fort MacLeod, we may lay them before thee. Give above all, Lord, that they may have that deep impression, that they have to give an account also for their labors, what they perform before thee. O Lord, that they may also rule us according to thy word and holy testimony. And Lord, wilt thou then give also leaders in our country who may lead us in the straight paths of thy word. Convert them unto thee, O Lord. And that we may lay the world before thee, a world in need, a world which bleeds out a thousand wounds. Lord, wilt thou watch over this world? Many places there is war, many places there is so much unrest, many places that are driven away from their homes, many places where is also disasters. And Lord, wilt thou remember at those places also where thy word may be brought on the mission fields among thy people of the Jews, O wilt thou bless it with thy blessings. Remember also them who labor on the mission field, also from this congregation, Lord, is a labor so often in all loneliness. Much strife is also bound to it, and thou knowest also what lives in the hearts of the family Bredeweg. Wilt thou be with them, together with all the mission workers, but also with the family which is here in the midst of the congregation. May there also be a praying congregation also for them. Wilt thou watch over them? Lord, we ask thee much, and we have nothing to plead upon of ourselves. If thou shouldest mark our iniquity, who can stand before thee? But thou hast never done, thou hast never gave a favor to thy church because there was something in the church. But thou hast always done it because of thy great namesake, and therefore there is hope also in this hour. O wilt thou then come with thy spirit? Wilt thou give them the anointing from on high in speaking, but then also that our ears may be opened, because it is that same spirit that must open our lips and what must touch our tongue, that must also touch our ears. Otherwise, it will still do no good to us. But Lord, wilt thou then bring it where we cannot bring it, and wilt thou bring it into the heart? Help thy servant. Give him what he needs for body and soul. Give Aaron's and hers in the congregation, and that thy spirit may lead us into the truth. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll continue with the singing of Psalter 210, the five stanzas. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief no answer yet has brought relief. With hands stretched out through all the night, uncomforted I sought for light. Stanza 1 through 5 of Psalter 210. In the meantime, your offerings will be received. The Lord bless you and your gifts. Thank you. Dear congregation, we've come to the last Sunday of a year that has gone by so swiftly. And each one of you are filled with their own thoughts when thinking back of the year that lies behind us. Here are sitting young children, very little ones, I see them, older ones, I see them in a high age, also in the seniors among us. So a wide range of ages. Now the question comes to you, to me. How was it also in this year that lies behind us? Have we learned something of that fear of the Lord? Have we learned something to search, to ask, to be much upon our knees? Young people, children, did you do that also in the year that lies behind us? Did you do that? You say, Minister, I'm still so young. I have still time enough. I'm not even 20. I'm not even 30. Perhaps you say, if I'm 50, then that's early enough. When I'm 16, I have more time even to seek because I'm so busy. It's a true congregation. Do we know if we will ever reach that age? How old will we become? We do not know. In a moment also, our life can be cut off. And now we have to stand before the Lord. And how will it then be with you? How will it then be with me? When that hour comes, do we ever think of it? And so in this last Sunday, must we not also consider this together? Must we not learn to seek Him? Where must we then be also in this day? Where must we also spend our life? Must we not be then also much upon our knees, but also the means which the Lord still has given unto us. Because the Lord has given also the means of grace to be in His house. Do you love to go to God's house, children? Do you say, I'm glad it is Sunday again? Are you glad that you may sit here? Or do you say, Sunday is actually a difficult day for me? Or the whole week I can spend my time outside and I can play and I can. And that's the same for our older ones. But the Sunday is kind of boring. I'm sitting at home and you may do nothing. Is that for you, the Sunday? Must it not be a glad day? I know there's also people among us. I believe also here in Fort McLeod who says, I'm so glad that we have that Sunday. I'm so glad when I may go up to God's house again. I may sit under that word of God. Or that is my food and that is my drink. Oh, for myself I have nothing. I have nothing. Oh, so often I stand with empty hands. But when I may sit there in God's house, there are times then the Lord will also give a token for good. And has that taken place also in the year what lies behind, that you went home. There was also a song of love in your heart, to praise Him, say, Lord, dost thou then still know of me? Oh, I am then not a stranger for thee. Dost thou now still know where I am living? Or then that house of the Lord can also be such a dear place. And you say, oh, even if there was everyday church, I would go to God's house. As an example of being in God's house, we hope to hear that also in this afternoon. The words of our text, you can find it in the portion that we have read together. And the words of our text, but also in its context, can find it in Luke 2, verse 49. And I will read our text as follows. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? These words, with the help of the Lord, we would like to consider the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. And to consider this in 4 points. First, a lost Jesus. Secondly, a sought Jesus. In the third place, a found Jesus. And in the fourth place, an instructing Jesus. So the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. First, a lost Jesus. We can see that so in a portion what we also have read together. When they were there in Jerusalem, they go home again. And then after a day, where is Jesus? Where is he? And then they have lost him. What did I do with these parents? Second place, a sought Jesus. Then they begin to seek. Where is Jesus? You see them going, children. Do you see Mary and Joseph? They begin to ask. They say, did you see Jesus? We miss him. So they were seeking for him. And then they have all to go all the way back. They have to go back to Jerusalem. Where is Jesus? In the third place, a found Jesus. Oh, then you saw them going through the streets of Jerusalem. And they were looking. Is he here? Is he there? And then they go back to the temple. And where did they find him? There among the teachers, among those who would say they were the instructors in that time, the professors. And I'm questioning and answering. And in the fourth place, an instructing Jesus. Because we hear those words from Mary, says, when she says, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye have sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And may then the Lord lead us into the truths of his words in speaking and in listening. Dear congregation, we read in verse 39, And when they had performed all these things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Oh, we all know what has taken place. And this, in the past week, we have commemorated the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Christ was born, was laid in the manger in Bethlehem. Later we read also how they go up to Jerusalem, to the temple, and where they have presented also the Lord Jesus Christ. There Simeon had come, and you have heard also that message from your own minister, who you have preached of it. Simeon has taken that child in his arms and has said, Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. So they have seen it. And what has all taken place there in Jerusalem, and then afterwards, it all takes place, what we read also in Matthew 2, when those wise men of the east come, we do not read of that in the book of Luke. But then they go further as a period, what we do not hear about. But then when Jesus is 12 years old, then we hear again about the Lord Jesus Christ. How has that been all that time, those 12 years, when Joseph and Mary had lived there in Nazareth? How would it have been there in that house? Would Mary often have thought, of what has taken place, a special day when the angel Gabriel had come, or when they had received that son there in Bethlehem, when they have been in Jerusalem, when those words of Simeon also have come to them, also about that sword, what would go pierce through his own soul. Oh, then she has been pondering about it. But then those 12 years has gone by. And then we see Joseph and Mary going to Jerusalem again. It was a feast. What kind of feast was that? Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. We read that in God's Word. So we know with the three great feasts, all the Israelites had to go up to Jerusalem. Some say the women also went along, especially with the Passover. Can we imagine how it has must been also for the Lord Jesus Christ, congregation? When the Lord also, even as a young child, he knew what he was going to do and why he was sent to this low earth. Then to go along with his parents, coming in Jerusalem, and then seeing all the sheep, all the lambs being brought into Jerusalem too. Because it was the time of the Passover, and those lambs, they needed to be slaughtered. And what he has seen there in the temple, what has taken place there in the temple, all pointed to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all know that. So they were shadows of Christ coming. And Christ, he himself, has also seen it. And he knew he is that Lamb. He is that Lamb of God, what taketh away the sin of the world. And he will be that Lamb. And then to see also those sheep coming in, he give himself as a ransom for sin. And then they are in Jerusalem. They were there during that feast of the Passover. And what do we then read? Verse 43. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. So what took place? They went home. And what often was done, and they think also in that time, so the women, so the mothers, they traveled in company, and often also the fathers traveled in company, and the children were somewhere in between, some with the father, some with the mother. And now we can imagine what happened. They travel home. Joseph, so with perhaps many other men, they were walking. Where is Jesus? I think Jesus is with Mary. And we see the same. Mary also going home, also walking with others. And then they even talk together. Perhaps they were even talking about Jesus, or that is that child Jesus, special child. And in the meantime, they miss Jesus. They have lost Jesus because Jesus remained behind in the company in Jerusalem, and they did not know where he was. And so the whole day they were traveling from the morning to the evening. Now it becomes evening. And you can imagine that Mary and Joseph, they see each other. They look at each other. Where is Jesus? Is he not with the other children? Where is he? They begin to look around. Where is Jesus? And then they miss him. They don't know where he is. Where is Jesus? What must it have been for them? They thought he had gone along with them and then to miss him. Children, now we can have a question, and perhaps you have that question too. You say, was it now wrong from the Lord Jesus Christ to stay behind in Jerusalem without letting his parents know? Because, children, you would think, when your parents are leaving, you have to go along with your parents. You cannot just stay behind. So you have to be obedient to your parents. You cannot just go your own way. And this did Jesus done wrong by doing so? There cannot be, children, you know that. The Lord Jesus Christ was without sin. So Jesus remaining in Jerusalem was no sin. That was no sin because he had done no sin. But what was now so necessary? And Mary and Joseph, they should know that. The Lord Jesus, he had to be in his Father's house. He had to do that mighty work of the redemption for the sin. But also when he was here upon earth, he had to do that work to be in Father's business, as we hope to hear later on. Oh, then they should have known it where Jesus was. He had a higher work to do. What a serious lesson lies already herein. Also a spiritual lesson. The people on earth have seen much in Jesus, for whom has become Christmas. And I may ask your congregation, is there still a people also here in Fort MacLeod, when I say it has become Christmas for them, that they say, I know what you mean. Or where, for the people who knows what that Advent is, that they're waiting for him, that expectation of him, or that promise of him, and where the Lord also has fulfilled that promise, where the Lord has given also an eye of faith upon Jesus, who, as it were with a Simeon, stood with that child in their arms, for whom Christ is not a stranger, where Christ has revealed himself unto them. Oh, what a gladness that gives in the heart, does it, people of the Lord? Oh, when the Lord that first time has given that eye of faith upon him, or that has given such a joy in the heart, or then that heart goes out to him, and then at that moment, when the Lord gives that, or then that soul thinks, now I have everything, now I have seen Jesus. But what can take place in the life of such a people? Or then they can even be busy with that, talking about Jesus, talking about what has taken place. But what happened in the meantime, they have lost Jesus. That lively outgoings of the heart are not unto him anymore. Oh, they still speak of him. Oh, they know still what has taken place. But where is Jesus? Or that there comes, or there comes also an empty place. And all of a sudden then they begin to notice that there is not alive anymore in my heart. And there comes a missing of Jesus again. And what a painful missing that is. Or where is he then? Or then they lose everything again. I say it's a painful way, but can be so profitable, because we can be so cleaving unto what has taken place in our heart. We can be so satisfied with it. But now, also to learn, also why did Christ come upon this earth? And what was the way Christ had to go? Also that way to Golgotha. Oh, that is a lesson, step by step. The Lord has to lead his people and has to lead them in that those ways, those steps of humiliation, to lead them also on the way of exaltation. What a lesson lies in it. And to think, what we read in the book of Bunyan, The Holy War, we all know that book probably, In that book, the Holy War, that when Prince Emmanuel has come, has conquered the city of man's soul again, and Prince Emmanuel had come into the city, and the whole city was rejoicing. Oh, what very glad Prince Emmanuel is in our midst. What has taken place? That city began so satisfied with all what has taken place. And then falling back again, also in old sin. And then they fell asleep. And what happened? Perhaps when you have read that book, otherwise I can also advise you to read that book. But then Prince Emmanuel left again that city by night, and they did not even notice it. And then when they awake, where is Emmanuel? Where is Jesus? Oh, what an discovering that was for these two parents. Where is Jesus? We miss him. I do think of another lesson, dear congregation. What lies in it too? Where is your child? Now may it come so personally to you. When you think of your child now sitting beside you in the church, perhaps you say, my child, where is he? He sits here beside me. Oh, it goes well with my child. He is in church. He or she goes to school, and especially when they become a little older, you have your concerns, of course, but where is your child? Do you still speak with your child? Do you still have also that contact with your child that you may speak about that one thing needful? Or can you so slowly and so often as it takes place, so over the years, that you begin to lose your child while he's still sitting beside you in the home, in the church, or in the school, but you actually lose him or her already. And when they then are gone out of the house, then you begin to realize, when and where did I lose my child? And wasn't it not often that we have to blame ourselves? We did not spend time with my child. I did not even talk to my child about the one thing needful. And I know, congregation, we cannot keep our children, and you cannot keep your own child either. It's only the Lord who can do that. I know that. But where lies also the responsibility you as parents have for your children? And then we can never say, I am free from it. The Lord did not keep him. Yeah, what could I do? No. Or that also, that may become a need in your life. And then therefore I say, parents, when you still have young children, when they are still so young, oh, spend your time with them. Also to speak about that one thing needful. Pray with them. Read with them. And also, much in the inner room, lay the need of your children before the Lord. We'll go to our second point. A sought Jesus. We read that Mary and Joseph thought that Jesus was somewhere in a multitude. And we read so in verse 43, when they had fulfilled the days, they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. So they thought he is somewhere in the multitude, but he remained in Jerusalem, and they did not know it. Why was it that he stayed behind? I said it already, and we have read it, because he had to be in his father's business. And therefore, also this action, children, therefore this action cannot be taken as an example for our children just to do without anything, without consulting our children or asking for a permission of the children. Well, you always do that, children, that you also be obedient to your parents. Here we see it. They have been traveling for a day. And then in the evening of that first day of traveling, Joseph and Mary, they see each other, but no Jesus. And then a strong feeling of guilt must have come upon them. Where is he? So, expecting that he is somewhere around, and he is not there. And then we see him going back to Jerusalem. Where is he? Is he not also in spiritual life? I said already how a child of God also can lose his Jesus or her Jesus. Oh, then I do think also of that bride in Song of Solomon chapter 5, where she has cried it out, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. Where is my bridegroom? Oh, there is such a church upon earth. Oh, then they begin to seek. Oh, what is that? Where is he? And if you then ask him, say, who is then your bridegroom? How does your bridegroom look like? And they say, oh, my beloved is white and ruddy, and he is the chiefest of 10,000. He is, or they can paint him out, as it were. They can picture him out. But where is he? Oh, there's also such a people among us who say, I miss him and I cannot miss him. And where is he then? Here they begin to seek. What do we see here for Mary and Joseph? What do? They are returning to Jerusalem. They have to go back to Jerusalem. But there's something others remarkable what we read here. What do? They say, they begin to ask. So we read so in verse 45, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. You can imagine that. They begin to ask, perhaps to an uncle, to an aunt, to a cousin, did you see Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? Have you? And then, so from the one to the other, they begin to ask. And to think of that, lies there also a lesson in. Oh, a people who is missing Jesus, where do they go? Where are they going to ask? Do they not also ask them that spiritual kinsfolk, that they say, oh, to whom Christ is not a stranger either, where is he? Where can I find him? So where do we then go? Or is it not also that we then also may ask one another and may come together? Or we live in a time we can so easily live without one another. Also in that spiritual sense, in the past, we had those, what they called the gezelschappen, or where God's people came together, and then they could speak together about the ways of the Lord. Where do we still find them today? But how necessary also it is that we may, how good it also is to have that communion with one another, and to ask one another, and that those meetings with one another can also give a certain warmth in the heart again. I still think of when I visited my uncle, and when he was so cold in his heart, he said himself when I left, and we could speak about these ways of the Lord, he said, will you come again soon? Because it was so cold in my heart when you came, and now it is a little warm. Oh, when you may speak together about the ways of the Lord. And so we see them doing that here too. But they could not help each other either. Because those of whom they have asked, they said, I don't know either. I don't know where he is. So they could not help him. them. So they had to go back to Jerusalem, back to where Christ remained behind. So where is that? So at the end, they had to go back to the house of God, so to the temple. Because then we read that in verse 45 that they found, when they found him not, they returned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. So they had to go back to the temple. And there lies also a lesson in congregation, seeking people among us. Where must we, and where can we find Jesus? Is that not also in the ordinances which the God himself has instituted, where God has instituted also that church service? We may come together round about his word. That's also the place where the Lord will let him find himself. So in the institutions of the sacraments, that is the place which the Lord has instituted. So they had to go back to that. So then we see them going back to Jerusalem. Then the bride had said, I will seek him. Oh, then we read of that in Song of Solomon, that the bride is going about in the cities and in the streets and in the broad ways. And I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchman that about the city found me, and to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? And it isn't for people also among us for whom it is not strange. Why is it that we lose Jesus? Why is it that we miss him? What can also be the cause that we lose Jesus? People of God, now you must also search your heart. Why is that? Is it because of a bosom sin? Is it because there's some sin that we love so much? And yeah, we have to actually do say farewell to that sin. We have to take distance of that sin, but secretly we cleave to that sin. Is there a bosom sin what stands in the way? What has to be taken out? Congregation, search now your heart. Was it because you were so satisfied with what the Lord has given you? Or there's a people, or when they have received the token of God's favor, or when they have, as it were, with Simeon stood with Christ in their arms, and then they think, now I have everything, and they are so satisfied with it. Well, the Lord also has to lead them further on that way, because not in Bethlehem has satisfaction taken place, but that satisfaction has taken place in Golgotha. Therefore, they had to be driven out of self again. They have to lose what they thought to have. So, is it pride what makes us to lose Jesus? How can that be, you say? Or it can also be. A people have received a token for good. Who have received that, I say it so, Christmas in their life, have seen Christ, and they have become even proud with it. They begin to say to others, what have I seen? And even begin to look down upon others who have not seen it. And have become someone with what the Lord has showed unto them. And what can that make in your life? That can also bring you in a great darkness, missing Jesus. What is it? Is it slothfulness? Because we can also, that we begin, first there was that zeal in the heart, also to search Scripture, to to be under God's word, to read, to cause a love for the institutions of the Lord. But what can take place? You say, also in the life of God's people? Yes. Also in the life of God's people, there comes a slothfulness, and they are not so, instead of being on their knees, instead of reading a good book, what do they rather read? They begin to read instead of the newspaper. Is it wrong to read the newspaper? No, I don't say that. But where lies our hearts? Then we begin to, perhaps in the end of the evening, if we have some time left, we will read something. So slothfulness can make us also that Christ withdraws himself from such a one. Or then we begin to lose all the zeal for the Lord, people of the Lord. Why is it that you have to go so lean through this earth? Or that we may search our hearts, that self-examination that remains so necessary time and again. Missing Jesus, seeking Jesus, and now in the third place, also a finding of Jesus. And we read in verse 46, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. You say, that took quite a long time. Or when they have gone first a day, the next day they have to go all the way back. So they lost a day. And then still they did not find him. They did not go to the place where Christ was. So they have been wandering through the streets of Jerusalem. Where is he? And then after 3 days we read it. And then they found him there in the temple. Again, I said in the second thought, that we also may see that picture. Where do we find Jesus? Then we find him again in the institutions which the Lord has given. So what is God's common way to work? What is God's common way also to reveal that way of salvation? What is God's common way also to lead further on the way of salvation? That is in the institutions which the Lord has given. So among that preaching of the gospel in the house of the Lord. So where must you be, people, where you seek for him? You must be in the institutions of the Lord. So we see here Joseph and Mary going back to Jerusalem. They are going back to the temple, and they're in the temple. There they find there Jesus, or there they find him in the midst of those scholars, that they find him in the midst of the doctors, it says there, both hearing them and asking them questions. How was that done? In a time when those professors, those doctors, when they gave instruction, those doctors and instructors, they were sitting in a circle, half circle, and then the student was sitting in the midst. So they, and then we can see that almost that picture, Jesus sitting there, 12 years old, young. And those doctors, they are questioning and answering. The way we still know also today, youth, when we have catechism class, do we not have the same question and answering? It's the way of instruction which was in the old days. There's a way of instruction what still is needed also today. So when we have catechism class, young people, learn your questions. It is the way also of instructing so necessary. There is a biblical way of instructing, and let us hold fast to it. So many places they have let it go. It's not right, congregation. Or that we may also may hold fast to that, in that way of instructing our young children. So we see there Jesus sitting. Now we can have a question. You say, What would he have spoken about? What were those questions? What were those answers? I think it's not so difficult also to give an answer to that. When we go back into God's Word, when we read God's Word, then we see also how Christ had instructed his people, always Moses and the prophets. So then he has gone back also to the Old Testament. And then as it were, we see Christ also asking perhaps questions about that beginning, Moses. So the back to paradise, fall in paradise, perhaps the first promise given about the promise to Abraham, the promise to Jacob, and the promise also what Isaiah may speak about, the promise also what we hear in Malachi, would not have spoken of that, the necessity of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Must have been a very special moment being instructed there. Or then, what do we see? As it were, Christ sitting there in the center. Oh, he was not a teacher yet, but what would come as a student, but also with that question and answering, also instructing these, would say those doctors, those professors. When Mary sees that, then we see and we read on in verse 48, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee with sorrowing. So then we hear, as it were, also that, when in that voice, why have you do that? Why did thou do that? She is admonishing him. Still we hear love in that voice. We read, Son, why have thou dealt with us? So, in the admonishing, what she gives to the son is still a word of love heard. I think also a lesson also for us. How do we admonish our children, parents, when your children do not listen so well to you, you become angry, do you? And sometimes you become also impatient. And then the admonishing of our children is done not in the right way. We must have also patience with the children. You say, but our children have to listen to me. Yes, that's true. But how do we now admonish our children? Then we can take also a lesson from Mary. She did it also with love. And still she was wrong in what she said. Because then the Lord also tells Mary what the reason was, why he had to stay behind. And we hope to see more of that in our last point, an instructing Jesus. But let us sing first from Psalter 321, stanza 1 and 2. How blessed the perfect in the way, whom from God's law do not depart. And what follows? 321, stanza 1 and 2. The 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, a lost Jesus, a sad Jesus, a found Jesus, and now in the fourth place, an instructing Jesus. What do we read in verse 49? And he said unto him, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? As it were, the Lord Jesus says now to his parents, to Mary and Joseph, Why are you so distressed, my parents? Why is that? Why is it that you have sought me? Did you not know where you could find me? Did you not know where I must also spend my labors? Did you not remember what the angel Gabriel has told you, Mary? Do you not remember anymore what you have heard also from Simeon? Do you not remember what has spoken about me? Wished ye then not that I must be in my Father's business? So when it is spoken here, in my Father's business, there are some also who read here, Wished you then not that I must be in my Father's house? Have you then not forgotten that I have a Father in heaven? Have you not heard that, and did you not know that, Mary? Now you say, thy Father and me. But do you not know that I have a Father in heaven? That is my Father. And that I must be in his business. Wished ye not that I have been sent by my Father? Wished ye not that I must come to this earth to do that mighty work of redemption? Wished ye not? And as it were, he begins to lead Mary back also to what all has taken place, all what was heard in the past. Mary, how could you forget that? Wished ye not? And then he may speak about the business, what he had to do. And now when we hear that word, Christ had his business, his Father's business, and what is that then? It is also an holy work, what he has to do, that holy must. He says, I must be in that business. It's not that it is my own choice in the first place, but I must. That is that zeal what is now in me. I must do this. I must work the works of him who has sent me. Wished ye not that I must do this? And what is now that business what I have to perform? I have come here to this earth. To what end did I come to this earth? I came here as a great prophet, as that only priest, and also as that king, that eternal king. So when we see him in that business as a great prophet, must he not come here also to preach the gospel? Must he not lay also the words so in the midst of the congregation? Must he not lay those words also in Israel? He is that great prophet teaching his people. Have you also learn to know him in that way, dear congregation? Is he also that prophet that you have seen him also in that mighty work, also instructing me? We are so in desperate need of that instruction, especially also when we may serve in that office of elder, of deacon. Oh, then wished ye not that I must be in Father's business, or that you also may have daily need of that great prophet. But he also points further. He must also be in that business as the great high priest, I must go that way of suffering. I must do this. I must do this also for my people. I must work the work of my fathers. I must. So go that way from the manger to the grave. That is a work as a great high priest, what I have to do. That is now that Father's business, what is laid upon me. But also in the third place, he must do that. Also as that great king, he has also that business, what he has to fulfill. Oh, gathering his church, and also to defend his church, and also to bring that church home. Oh, then he gathers his church. Now we see him. So when he goes from place to place, oh, then he calls Zacchaeus out of the tree. Then he comes to Levi, and you have to come out of that house of custom, and then you have to come and to follow me. Oh, he is gathering that church, and he draws that people unto himself. Do you see that throughout the gospel writings? Do you see that also throughout God's word? And do you see that still today? He must have his church, and he will have his church. He is still gathering his church, also in 2025. Almost to the end, and still that call goes out. He must still be in that Father's business, also to gather that church. Or you see how he instructs here his mother, also in those three offices what he has to fulfill. Christ came also to merit that salvation for his people. He will draw them out of that darkness. He will bring them to that marvelous light. He will make reconciliation. He will make atonement also for his people, for the sins of his people. When he, as a great Lamb of God, where that sin of his people is laid upon him, and he must carry that away. That is now that great business what is given to me, that I must fulfill. Oh, Christ has engaged himself to this work from all eternity, where he has said also to the Father, lo, I come. The volume of the book, it is written of me. It was his delight also to do the will of his Father. And where he has also done this out of love towards his church. No, it was a holy must. But that must, what was in him, what was upon him, that was not because we can do so often things, young people, older ones, then you have to do a certain job for your father, for your mother, and you must do that. Yeah, but you do it because you must do it, but you do not like it. But so it was not with Christ. Oh, he has also done it with delight, with his love of his heart. When we read in John 30 verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that the hour was come, that he should depart out of this world, having loved his own, which were in this world, he loved them to the end. So out of love, he is going to do that Father's business. Oh, then he had instructed so his parents, his mother and Joseph. And what do we read of that? Then we read so in verse 50 that they do not understand it. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them, to receive instruction, to receive light, and having no understanding what it actually means. Is there such a people also in our midst for whom that is not strange? Then the Lord has come sometimes with that word also to them in their hearts. They have pondered about that word, perhaps do not understand what the Lord is teaching them, what is now so necessary, time and again, that the Lord also must give light upon light, that the Lord must lead us into the truths of his word, so it can be. So the Lord gives an instruction, and then I begin to apply that instruction, and I begin to apply it wrongfully. But later the Lord comes back to it. Then this was the instruction I have given. And I believe also for his mother, or when she has gone home, so because we read it, that they are going home, and they go back to Nazareth. And then Mary, we read so in verse 51, kept these sayings in her heart. She did not understand it, no. And still she has pondered upon them, kept it with her, and thought about it. And I may believe later, also this word had come back to her. She has rejoiced also in this work. She had been further instructed in it. Rich history, what lies before us. I've tried to lay as short as possible in your midst, congregation. How much more could be explained from it. But lies so much in this portion. And what do we now know of it? Is there now also a people in our midst who could come a little along with me in this afternoon, who has said, yeah, that expectation of Christ is not strange to me. And even that receiving of Christ, that moment I will never forget when the Lord has revealed himself unto me. But with all what has taken place, I am standing with empty hands again. I miss Jesus. Where is he? And I go with all what has taken place, with an empty place in their hearts. They go through this world and say, how must it now ever become right to me? You say, is that possible, minister? Yes, that is possible. Oh, that the Lord also may bring us back. Where did we lose him? Oh, then people who miss him, then you must also go back in your own life. What has taken place? Where did I lose him? Where did I lose him? Oh, that then also may be brought back. Oh, be then much upon your knees. Ask then, Lord, teach me. Lord, instruct me. Lord, bring me down where I cannot bring myself. But also what is written here. Where did Joseph, where did Mary find Jesus that was in the institutions? Or that you also may use the means which the Lord has given, be much under that word of God, be much under that instruction of God. And if we now do know nothing of it, if we must say, yeah, Mary, she missed Jesus, but she knew who Jesus was. So she knew what she was missing. And actually, I do not even know what I am missing. I miss Jesus, yes, but I do not even know what I miss. Or that it also may bring you in a great need, young and old. It is still the time of grace. Or may that then also bring you upon your knees. Say then, Lord, I have nothing to plead upon. I have nothing. I have nothing to say, Lord, that this is a reason that thou couldst look upon me. But Lord, wilt thou then do it for thy great name's sake? For thou hast never done it because there was anything in man, but thou hast always done it because of thy great name's sake. That's now the only reason. Oh, that that also may then drive us out to the throne of grace. Oh, then in this history, this short history, there lies so much instruction in. And then in the end of this chapter, then we read, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. And then when I was reading that, I had to think, so what one of our old fathers had said, he said, when we read this, so often we have to think in our life, it is the opposite. And what is on the opposite? That we, when we grow up, youth, how is that in your life? Increase in wickedness. Increase in foolishness. Yeah, we can increase in stature, but also in that foolishness. That it would not be said of us. But that now also may become, while you are still young, my dear young people, that it also may come true for you to increase in wisdom, that wisdom which is from above, but is also given from God. Oh, that and also that favor of the God, the Lord, may be experienced in your midst. Congregation, we have to go home. Oh, may the Lord then also bring you also in these last days of this year also to that low place. Search yourself. Oh, that the Lord also may bring you then for the first time or by renewal in the dust where we have spoken of the last time. Because those who are bowed down in the dust, the Lord speaks of them, I will raise them up. It's a good place to be there. And that we then may lift up our eyes to Him, seek Him, while it is yet time. And may that so also those last days in this year also be used in that way, in Father's business. Amen. Lord, it is at the close of this service, and also for the services in this day, in this place. O wilt thou then bless thy word in the midst of the congregation? A well-known history is laid before us. O wilt thou give then that we may take it home, may that it also may be chewed the cud, that it may be given also to meditate upon thy words, and wilt thou then be the after preacher. And so in this end of this year, that it also may be experienced in the midst of the congregation, that these years, these days may become the best days, missing Jesus, seeking Jesus, but also finding Jesus and receiving instruction from Jesus. Lord, what a wonder that would be. Oh, wilt thou then come with thy Spirit, and wilt thou then be mindful of all of us. Remember the congregation. Remember their minister. Remember the consistory. Go with us in this week which we have begun. Remember us also in the middle of the week, when we hope to come together again, round about thy word, the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Give faithfulness coming up under thy word. Wilt thou forgive all what was sinful and amiss. Wilt thou bless thy word. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us close this service with the singing of Psalter 415, stanza 4. Good and upright is Jehovah in his dealings evermore. Sinners are by him instructed in the way untrod before. For that instruction, oh, may you have truly a need for that. He will ever guide the meek in his judgment, true and holy. Teach his way to those who seek with a contrite heart and lowly. Psalter 415, stanza 4. Receive now the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.